Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. It is Halloween. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. And whatever platform you're listening on this Halloween Eve or Halloween Day, be it live or the replay, as always, thank you. Hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome. You are number one today. Frank A, how are you, girl? You're number two. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. My day is going pretty well. I can't complain. Brina, how are you, girl? Welcome, welcome. Hey, Father Brian, welcome back. Hey, Minnesota. Welcome in, my friend. Didn't see you pop in there. Okay, let's get started. All right, make sure the music's turned off there, and it is. Okay, so today, parents who do not support their children, why don't parents support their children? And hey, Ellie, welcome. And when I say they don't support, I don't mean you're not supporting on a financial on financial status, whatever, however you want to put it. Hey, Shorty, welcome. I like the new picture. Very nice. So, you know, or financial basis, I guess that's the word I was looking for. I'm talking about, you have some parents, and we had this conversation almost a year ago. But I find myself having this conversation with other people around me when it comes to their children and what their children want to do. What if your child, you know, doesn't want to be that doctor, lawyer? What if he just, you know, wants to work at McDonald's? What if he, you know, when he gets out of high school, he doesn't want to go to school anymore. He wants to get a trade. What if he doesn't want to inherit the family business? You know, what if, you know, she wants to be a career woman instead of, you know, marrying that really nice boy from down the block that you guys, you know, that the family has known for, you know, since she was two, you know, why are there some parents who don't support their children in that way? And that is what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, for me, you know, at the end of the day, it is what makes you happy. Hey, Angel Bear, welcome. You know, at the end of the day, it is what makes, to me, is what makes you happy. And if your child wants to do something that makes them happy, or even if they do something that you know that is not going to work out, they're going to fall flat on their face, maybe they should have that lesson. You know, but your child may surprise you. You know, they may get back up and try the same thing over and over and over. And then finally, on the fifth time, they succeed. Or even if they don't, maybe it's a lesson learned. And yeah, we want to protect our kids and we don't want them to, you know, come to harm or anything. Why is it that some parents just don't or can't support something that their children want to do? Because just because we don't approve of something does not make it not right. You know, everybody's not going to be rich. But again, at the end of the day, isn't it about what makes your child happy? Brina says, I think in some families, it's about proving to others that your kid is successful. So kids might be pushed to be a doctor, lawyer, whatever. But you know what, Brina, but doesn't success, if you push your child like that, doesn't success come at a cost? And what I mean by that is, what if your child is under pressure? And I'm going to stereotype for a moment, and I'm going to say, look at Asian kids. You know, Asian kids that are school age have some of the highest suicide rates because they're, you know, they're pushed to, you have to get straight A's. The neighbor's child, you know, just got into this school, so you need to get into that school also. You know, and it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I found out that in China, in grade school, when it comes to going to high school, only a certain percentage, only the certain top percentage of children get into particular high schools. And if not, you're relegated to, oh, she's going to that school because they didn't get into this one, so they have to go to that one. Hey, son, welcome. You know, so if, you know, you're constantly under pressure, so does that, you know, proving to others that your kid is successful, does it come at a cost? You know, is your child, you know, they started off, you know, taking something to keep them awake so they can study for that test, but then it turns into something harder. Next thing you know, they're on drugs. They're still a doctor, but they're a doctor that's on drugs. I mean, so at what cost? At what cost is it to push your child in a certain direction as opposed to letting them just do and let them find their own way? Brina said, no, it's not right to push them into something they don't want to do. It will definitely catch up later. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I just think that what your child wants to do in life, again, they may see that, okay, mom was right, dad was right, I shouldn't be doing this, but at least they found out. You know, sometimes it is a hard lesson, but sometimes it works out. You know, you have a lot of performers out there who even say that their parents never wanted them, you know, to be singers, you know, or dancers, whatever. And some of the most successful people, you know, are singers and you know, whatever. But again, does it come at a cost? Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Salit. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
And happy Halloween in advance, and happy Halloween all the audiences. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So what did you want to add, Miss Ellie?
No, just called in. You know, I'm not just a parent, to be honest. But as a, like a child, children, you know, in a children role, maybe I could add something.
So,
Supporting children is a very essential part, just to make your children to accomplish, you know, their dreams and their goals. So it's a really important thing. And
I think it is. So I'm looking at what Brina says, and she says, I'm sure that happened to Michael Jackson, but she loves her some Michael, you know. But I mean, you know, Michael Jackson, you look at him, and even now when I listen to, you know, some of his work, I shake my head because I think it's so sad. I think that he was just taken from us too soon. But at the same time, you know, are those stories true, you know, that, you know, his father mostly pushed them, you know, that they couldn't go out and play with the other kids while the other kids were running up and down the street playing ball, whatever. They were in the house and they were practicing. You know, is that why Michael ended up the way that he did? Because he didn't have that childhood. Does, you know, he had parental support, but was it the wrong kind of support? And when you don't support your children in a certain healthy way, how does it affect them when they become an adult? You know, how does it affect you when you become an adult? Because that's just like saying people who beat their wives are your children. Especially if your father beat your mother, is that male child going to grow up and beat his wife? You know, I have two people in my family. I have two cousins who beat their wives, married multiple times, beat each one of them.
That's sad.
It is very sad. But then again, my aunt was a victim of domestic abuse by her second husband and her first husband. You know, so again, if you're not supporting your children in a positive way, does it affect them when they become an adult? Justice, welcome. This is the first time on the panel. I do have rules. We don't interrupt. So welcome.
Yes, can you be able to hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, thanks for the interesting topic about children, because like what I realize in this modern society, most parents, we treat our children the way we were treated when we were children, but failing to realize that times have changed due to the fact that our children are exposed to different kind of information due to the technological advancement. So I think it's vitally important that as parents, we need to realize that times have changed and we need to give our children the opportunities that they deserve, but with a little stern parenting of discipline into trying to understand what our children needs in this modern society, because times have changed and we have to acknowledge that. With the example that you gave with Michael Jackson, the parenting style from parents' perspective of view was to give Michael Jackson a better future, but by restricting Michael of the social needs that will beat him both in the industry of music and socially. So when we parent, we need to be aware, or we need to be cautious that we don't dominate our child in a one-sided way, but we need our children to have a balanced life of being academic and social, and also by learning how to communicate effectively with our children. And I believe that as parents, we need to be friends with our children, so that our children try to understand their parents and who their parents are, and the parents must also understand who their children are. And it's vitally important that as a parent, we all wish that our children become successful, but don't dominate your children. Be there to advise and to lead your children in a positive way. Give your children the foundation of the first life, and when they grow up, try to understand in a balanced way what your children need, but guide them and show them.
Okay, you lost your audio. Cannot hear you. Okay, yeah, Justice, I'm sorry. Your audio's gone. You stopped midway. You know, I do agree with a lot of what Justice said. However, I am going to push back a little bit on the we should be friends with our children, and that's getting into a whole different kind of subject there, because I believe that children, you're a parent first and your friends later. Your friends come to me, the friendship comes when your child is grown, but you're still the parent. Ellie, you wanted to say something, because I see you may have some comments in the chat.
Yeah, I just said that all, you know, emotional traps, you know, that just causing problems in our lives, in our today lives, it just stems from our, you know, childhood traumas, which our parents, you know, have a big role in it, you know.
So there's no such thing as a perfect childhood. There's no such thing as perfect parents. There's no such thing as perfect children. But again, do you think that if a parent disapproves of something that their child is doing, and I'm not saying that you're disapproving in a way that is, you know, like, you know, your child is hanging out with a whole bunch of people who are doing drugs or something, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if they want to focus on something that you don't approve of, should you not let them do it?
First of all, hello, Linda. And second, I guess we are just parents, and, or, you know, the most important, you know, just the task of parents just need to make their children aware of the consequences and, you know, of a decision. So, and I guess that we have nothing to stop our children and stop them from making their own lives. So I guess it just comes back to your, you know, to a raising methodology, you know, and the way that just we taught to our children. And if you're just doing drugs, I guess it just out of control. You can't do anything special. It's just their own way.
Okay.
You know, that's what I think. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I think. We can't stop them if they're doing something.
Okay. Linda, welcome.
Yeah. I think children have boundaries. You've got to put boundaries for children, and that starts when they're young. And basically, because the boundaries mean that if they go past them, there's consequences. And you've got to stick with the consequences, not basically say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to, you go past that, and then say you're going to do something and you don't. Because that all that teaches children, that basically you're not going to do it, and they can push even further along the boundaries. And so that basically gives the respect. But there's got to be respect on both sides, because you've got to allow the child to have respect for you by, you know, sort really as they grow up. And so respect on both sides. But I think that comes anyway. If you talk to your children and you tell them why that you're annoyed, why they've crossed the line, and in the right way, don't swear at them and don't that, then that gets respect as well. You get respect from your child as well in the end.
Okay. But again, I'm talking about not supporting your children in terms of what they choose to do in life. I mean, I'll use my son as an example. My son, ever since he was little, all he wanted to do was draw. He would, you know, when he was in school, when he wouldn't get in trouble for talking, he would get in trouble because he wasn't paying attention because he was drawing. When I took him out of school and he was homeschooled, I would come in to the room like he's supposed to be working on something and he's drawing. He wanted to be an animator. He went to school for it. Now he's going for his master's. That's what he wants to do. He wants to draw. And a lot of people said, well, why are you letting him do this? There's no money in it. And I'm like, well, this is what he wants to do. He hates sports. He could not tell you who, if he could not tell you, and I'm not kidding you, he could not tell you who Kobe Bryant was. He is so not into sports and all that other stuff. He doesn't care. He wants to draw. Now, what is he doing? He's working for two major studios. The two of us are writing another children's book. You know, he has people coming to him asking, you know, if he can draw this and draw that. So yes, he is making money. But again, I've always supported, and my husband has always supported what he wanted to do, because this is what makes him happy. I cannot see him an entire day because he is in his room drawing. Now, some people may say, well, you know, he happened to luck into that. But again, I'm going to support him, you know, in anything that he wants to do, because number one, he's my kid. And number two, I love him. Well, I love him first, number one, you know, and number three, you know, that this is what he wants to do. So that's what I mean by parents who don't support their children. And on the other hand, I know people who their kids are miserable. Every time you turn around, they're, you know, I can't believe that he's doing this or she's doing this. You know, she needs to go do this, or I made him stop doing this and making him do this. And their kid is miserable. And you can see it.
I had the opposite of that, you see. This is, so I can tell you by my experience, I was good with children, wanted to work with children. Then I let my parents persuade me, and because they wanted me to do what they thought was best and go into cooking. And it never worked, because really it wasn't where my heart was. And really it took me down the wrong path. So I totally agree that you should let your children, if they feel they want to do something, their heart's in it, let them do it. Because if you do the other way, where I was stopped and didn't follow my heart, it can cause real problems for the child.
So right, so Linda, and that's what I mean. It's like, does parental, does. Right. So this is what I'm saying. So does parental support, not having it, does it affect you as an adult? Does it affect you as an adult because your parents did not support you? So do you grow up being an adult
it did affect me as an adult. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, TQ. I am streaming. I am streaming on I'm on YouTube streaming. Justice, welcome back. Let's see how your sound is.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sorry because I lost the network while I was communicating on the platform. So I don't know if you can be able to hear me now.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you quite well.
Yes, I like the comment that you're giving because it shows a possibility of a balanced way of making us to view things when it comes to parenting, because most of our parents have got their expectations from us, but they don't learn what to expect from us, because it is vitally important to realize the strength and the weaknesses of your child and give the best out of the weaknesses and the strength of a child. If, as you said, that learn to spot the talents in your children, it doesn't only mean that having a degree or having a master's or a doctorate in a certain field means success. But as parents, I wish that we learn to spot the talents that our children are God-given so that we can help them to make success from their talent. Because most of the children or most of us, we failed because our parent followed the social norm or the cultural or the traditional norms that they thought were the only way of success. But my wish to parents is that learn what your children like and understand the strengths and the weaknesses of your children. And from those strengths, sponsor those strengths and make an extra effort so that your child tomorrow, with those talents or the natural gift that he have, he can make success.
Okay.
Don't just accuse your children that maybe he's failing at school. If he's failing at school, maybe he's a fan of football or a fan of soccer, and maybe he's good at that. Then sponsor those talents so that tomorrow he can lean on these talents to make a success out of them.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
Okay. All right. I need to catch up. Okay, one moment, Ellie. I just need to catch up on some of these comments. Let's see, Ellie, you said, I mean, the relationship between parents and kids are like God and human. God never stops us from doing sins and mistakes. yes, we are doing something that we can do together, Brina. Yes, you know where to find me, son. And Brina says, I already know my son won't be sitting in the office. He needs to be outside doing something. And everyone, thank you for liking the show. Okay, Ellie.
Yes?
Okay, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I just got a question for you, just if you don't mind asking. It's about supporting kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go ahead. For how far you are able to support your kids, emotionally and, you know, even financially, if even they are like over 20 and they've got the jobs, but I mean, would you still supporting them? And do you think that it has like a, you know, balance or, you know?
Ellie, my son is 23. I will emotionally support him until the day I die, and even after. If I can come back in the afterlife and support him, well, I will. On a financial basis, yes, you want your children to get out there and work, but if he needed me for something on a financial side, I would support him. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
I think that it's not a true thing, yeah, to support financially your kids.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with financially supporting your child. I mean, I just read somewhere in, I think it was Italy, where a woman, she was 72, a 72-year-old woman took her two 40-ish-year-old sons to court, because they wouldn't move out of her house, and they had very good jobs. Wow. And they would not contribute. You know, they weren't paying bills. They weren't, you know, they weren't doing anything. They weren't cleaning up. They weren't doing anything. So she took them to court to get them out of her house, and she won. You know, and you have, and I hear that a lot of parents are doing that. They're taking their children to court because they want their children to move. Now, if my son ever did something like that, you got to go. You got to go. But I don't think there's anything wrong with financially supporting your adult children if they need help and if they're not irresponsible or anything like that. That's just me. And yes, Marina, big ass babies.
So do you think that giving them allowance could have counted like a, you know, financially support?
I think an allowance is good. And I'm just going to say that growing up, my sister and I, we got an allowance every week. My sister was a saver. I was the one who got my money and I spent it. And, I had some hard lessons that I learned, in my early 20s in terms of money management, you know, and I can still hear my father today saying, well, you know, when you were little and you would get your allowance, you always spent yours, your sister always saved hers and blah, 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 blah. You know, one day you're going to realize that you need to, that when we were giving you an allowance, we were trying to teach you how to save and blah, blah, blah. And that's what it was. They were trying to teach, you know, us how to save. I learned the hard way. You know, now it's like, I don't have any issues, you know, but then again, I look at my son, it's like trying to get a quarter from him. It's like, dang, can you, it's just a quarter. I mean, it's like he will hold on to it until, I mean, literally it's like, you know, so, but hey, so do you not think that an allowance, that kids should not get an allowance? Hey, Damien, welcome. And okay, I was going to welcome somebody else, but they left. So Ellie, do you think that children should not get an allowance, or you think?
No, I'm just still doubtful, because in some psychological study, they just said maybe it's better to, you know, just pay allowance to your children, you know, by and pursue them to do something for you, like, you know, maybe helping you to serve up the dinner, or maybe.
Oh, no, Ellie. No. Do not get me wrong. With that allowance, we had chores to do. We had chores to do, but I mean, it wasn't like we were not sitting around. And even if we were not getting an allowance, I do believe that children is like, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you will clean the house, you will cut the grass, you will, you know, do this or that, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying just give them money, but. No, they do need to have, you know, chores, you know, what have you. So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I got it. You know, I was just thinking maybe isn't a good thing to make your children to do something for you, you know, because some people really disagree with this.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Y'all look like y'all just got out of school with those pictures. Let's see. That's the best compliment I've ever gotten. No, TQ, you're complimenting the ladies. You know, so, but again, I come back to, and, you know, I'm thinking about Michael Jackson again. See, Brina, see, you brought up Michael. So now I'm thinking about Michael. I mean, can you over-support your children? Can you support them too much? Is that possible?
What do you mean by over-support?
Like, I mean, can you, I mean, I guess I'm talking about those parents who never let their children fail, never let their children fall. They're always there to catch them. You know, they're getting into that fight at school, and no, you don't want your child to fight, but at the same time, you don't want, they have to learn how to stand on their own two feet. So I guess, I mean, I know what I'm trying to say, but I guess I'm just not saying it the right way.
I guess that's the worst thing you can do with your children, because you don't let them to experience pain and suffering, which is a, you know, really precious lessons, because you're not always alive to support them. And as you're just leaving this planet, they will be alone without any, you know, supporting of parents, and who can predict what's going on with them, what happens to them, you know? So I guess it's not a really good idea to over support your children.
And okay.
I guess that we just always know that children should be thick-skinned in this world, in this, you know, ruthless world.
So, okay, so if your child is going up against the school bully, and there's a very big chance that your child is going to get beat up, should you allow your child to get beat up?
Yeah.
Hi, TQ. I never pursued my children to bully someone, but I always tell them that maybe you just need to defend yourself and never beat up of anyone.
Okay.
Try to speak up. Yeah.
Okay.
And hi, TQ. Welcome to
Hello.
Hey, TQ. I know you want to say something about the over support, and Shorty's like, no, they need to fight back.
No, Ellie, I didn't even know she had kids. She looks like she's 19.
No, seriously. I don't have kids. I'm just talking about imaginary kids in future.
Oh, all right. No, I guess to add to that over-supporting stuff, my best friend, who's my daughter's godfather, when we were growing up, I've been knowing this guy for what, like almost more than half of my life. Well, let me just say that. But when we were growing up, they didn't really have a lot of money or whatnot. And they used to stay in the garage across the tracks from a side of town that I couldn't really go on. And his dad ended up going to school. He was in the Army. He ended up going to school and graduating, and he became an MD. So when we, by the time we hit high school, he was like, his dad was like, rich, just filthy rich. He had three of his own clinics in a town nearby here, and his dad just started getting money. Like, you know, they just woke up he literally woke up rich one day, and you know, he will start getting a lot of good stuff, and like, you know, all the stuff that rich kids get when they get money. So by the time we got out of high school, I was working when I was in high school. I had my first job at 16, and he was working with his dad at the time. And this was 2004. He was getting $30 an hour back in 2004. This was my buddy used to work for his dad. He only used to work for his dad for like 5 months at a time, and then he'll quit like right on the spot. Well, long story short, we're adults now. His dad got him a house, got him a Range Rover, all this stuff. And he hasn't worked in like the last 15 years. And his dad is still like supporting him. And he's a grown man. So like in his mind, he has time to, I could do this, do that, whenever, right? But when it's time for us to go with him or something, we say, oh, we can't because we got to work tomorrow. And he goes, nah, just call off. It's like, but it's easy for you to say that because your dad supports you, you know, even still to this day, which is, I don't mind. I don't care. You know, that's his father. That's his parent. I guess that's what he's supposed to do, even in his adult years. But he oversupports my best friend to the fullest. And it's like, he doesn't know what real responsibility is yet, because everything that good doesn't last long. So when his dad got real sick with COVID in 2020, he almost felt that, you know, his dad was going to pass away. And I knew it crossed his head, like, damn, how am I going to get money? Because his dad's remarried. And with his new wife, she has three younger boys. And they're no more than 12 years old, all three of them. And, but little to say, I mean, to say the least, I guess, they're rich. They got money. I'm pretty sure his dad has a fund for him whenever that time comes or whatnot. But you can't oversupport your kids. That I just got on here to say that, because my best friend has everything he wanted. like, and then some.
Well, see, but TQ, and that's why I say again, I don't think there's anything wrong with financially supporting your children, but I do believe that your children also need to get out there and they need to work and they need to understand that number one, they need to get out there and they need to work, but also to know that one day, mom and dad are not going to be here.
Oh yeah,
you know, one, you know, go out and get hit by a bus, die in our sleep, you know, whatever, you know, one day we're not going to be here. So, you know, so for your friend, I say, so who is going to, you know, do you know, like, if his dad were to pass away tomorrow, would he be lost?
I would say he hasn't encountered a real life situation where it's just him. Because he always had the answer, I guess, with either with his mother or his dad. But his dad is like, he's rich, like he's rich, like, you know, so.
But even when you're rich, it still doesn't mean that you know how to function.
Well, his dad knows how to function.
But if dad were to leave, again, I say, just because you're rich and his father can leave all the money to him doesn't mean that he knows how to function. If he hires people or has people around him, you know, they could take advantage of him, whatever. So again, money does not mean that you are going to still be able to, like I said, function in this world.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, like, we argue here and there, but it's rarely that we do. But, like, I'll say what? About 4 years ago, we had an argument, this before his dad went into COVID or whatnot. And I told him, just playing around, I go, because his stepmom, she's like 5 years older than him. So
she's young.
Yeah, she's young. But at this time, she's already two kids deep in with his dad. So I was just playing with him one day, and I go, damn, you know, if your dad gets a divorce, because he didn't sign a prenup with her, but with my buddy's mom, he wasn't, well, she was with them before he even became a doctor or whatnot. But yeah, anyway, I was just playing with my buddy, and I was like, damn, if she wanted to, she could divorce your dad, and, you know, she could take all your dad money, and then what you going to have left over? Like, you ain't going to have shit. You think she going to talk about you or think about you guys? Because before her, it's for with my buddy's mom and his dad. It's four of them, all boys. His dad doesn't have girls. So for some weird reason, he has like 8 boys.
That's a lot of boys.
Oh, trust me. Yeah. So, and I told him, I go, she ain't going to give you a cent. He goes, oh, that's my dad. He got kind of like touchy. Oh, that's my dad's money. I go, yeah, it is. But when your dad is gone, she's legally married to your dad in the States. This is not no, oh, they got married in another country and came over here married. No,
well, especially actually, if you're in California, you better have that prenup, because that's that thing called. You know, I'm just saying, but if something were to happen to the father, then son or not, unless you all going to stay in court for the next couple of years, mom, the wife's getting everything.
That's what I told him. I go, she going to get everything. Your little brother's going to have what you used to have. And he got kind of like touchy. He goes, nah, you don't know what you're talking about. I go, bro, that's a part of marriage. Trust me. If she wants to be an ass, she can. She has the kids already. So you think the courts is not going to grant her basically what she's going to ask for, knowing that your dad could provide more than enough for what she's going to ask? And then we got into like this little argument, but he didn't want to hear the truth. And I told him, watch, I go, one day you're going to have to work and it's going to suck because you don't have no real job skills. You're going to be in your 50s, you know, God forbid that happens. And you're going to go out and look for a job, and your dad's companies and whatever, who he's in partners with, doesn't matter what they know you from or anything, you're going to have to work. And good luck with that, because that's how I was getting at him, because I told him, man, I've been having a job since I was 16. I go, so you can't tell me I don't have no type of skills or I can't fend for myself in the real world. I go, you don't know what that's like, because every time he had a job, it was through his dad. So, yes, you can oversupport your kids, either whether good or bad, but you do have to let them find out and learn on their own real life responsibilities. Oh, trust me, I say the same thing.
No, because I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and I mean, you know, you all know who Tori Spelling is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does everybody kind of know what her issue is now? How she supposedly, you know, went from living in the Spielberg mansion, which is the biggest mansion in Southern California, to, you know, living in a trailer park with her five kids, to now she's living in some rental house, you know, whatever. But, you know, when her father passed away, supposedly he only gave her like 800,000 out of all the millions that he had. He only gave her 800,000 because he said that supposedly she did not know how to spend money, that she would always spend. You know, so you look at everything that, you know, again, from the outside looking in, and, you know, even when she had her TV shows, everything, her husband was always talking about, you know, you're spending too much money, you're spending too much money. So, I mean, again, that's when I say, just because you have money doesn't mean that your children are going to be prepared for the real world. You know, because I think it's better not to have any money, you know, to be that person who had to like scrimp and save everything. You know, yes, we're eating, it's Wednesday and we're still eating leftovers from Sunday because we don't have that much money to go out and fix another meal, or we're eating ramen noodles or something. You know,
struggle food,
right? Seriously, so and by the way, y'all, there's some good dishes y'all can make with ramen noodles. Some seriously good dishes with ramen noodles. You know, so but I'm just saying that, you know, again, I say, when you come to support your children, should you let them fail just because you don't like the road they're going down? As long as they're not doing anything illegal or anything that's going to hurt them or other people, is it okay just to let them fall on their face so they can see that life is not easy?
I think everybody needs that wake-up call, though. Everyone needs that wake-up call. Because a lot of people think they're entitled to a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I think especially those people, they really need to be woken up. That's just my opinion, I guess.
No, I mean, I think you're right. And like yesterday when we were talking about, you know, do you need those people in your life who are going to tell you about yourself? You know, maybe you need, you know, that person in your life where, and this is where I had to disagree with Justice in part, because I don't think that you should be friends with your children when they're young. I think you need to parent when they're young. You can be friends when they get older, but while they're young, you know, and I'm talking about between the ages of 0 and 18, you're the parent.
Yeah, that's what my daughter's mom's going through right now. She wanted to be her friend and not the parent once upon a time, and now she's kind of kicking herself in the, you know what, for that. And I told her, well, she don't act like that. Well, my daughter don't act like that with me. She gonna fear, not fear. She gonna respect one of us more than the other, because if you're gonna be her friend, then I guess I gotta be the parent, because you can't be a friend and then they're gonna look at you like, oh, well, they're not gonna do nothing, you know, because right. They're cool. They're cool with me, like, or in that aspect, how a friend looks at a friend.
I agree to Q, yeah.
They're gonna look at it like how a friend, you know, they're not going to do nothing. They're cool, whoop-de-woo, whatever the case may be. But soon as her mother says, oh, I'm going to call your father, that's when the seriousness kicks in. Like, oh, shit, she's about to call my dad. And
Well, right. I mean, because you can't be a friend one moment, then all of a sudden you are scolding me for something. It's like, well, dang, you're supposed to be my friend. It's like you're sending, especially when they're mixed little, message. You're sending that mixed message. Hey, Ace, welcome.
Ace Boogie.
Hi, Ace.
Ace, have you recovered from the Vanity 6 song yesterday? Because it was
dance.
So, Ellie, you want to make a comment about the friendship thing?
Well, as you know, just like you said, I never recommend anyone to be friends with their children because they won't be obedient to your rules. And yeah, and you just need to be the boss, not the, you know, friends.
Yeah.
Because, you're just mature. They're just children. They're just kids. They don't know nothing about this world. So you just need to have control, you know, over them, you know, just to protect them, especially these days.
So let me ask this. How far would you go to protect your children? And when I say this, I'm talking about if your child did something really, really wrong, like they killed someone, they robbed a bank, you know, just something bad.
Really bad.
How far would you go to protect them? Because me, I would turn my child in because I think that's best as opposed to letting them, you know, trying to get them on the run or anything, because to me, in the end, that's going to hurt them more.
Dang, so, Auntie, I can't rob a bank with you. Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't say that you can rob the bank and give me some of the money after you were like way away from the bank. I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's the point.
You know, but I mean, but how far would you guys go for your children?
I'm not gonna lie. I'll go pretty far. I would.
Okay, but again, if they've done something really bad.
Well, I don't know. I have to be put in that situation, I guess. But there's always two sides to a story. So with that being said.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Hey, B, welcome.
Hi, Mr. B.
I just think that in the long run, that if your child has done something really bad, that if the law catches up with them, it's going to be even worse.
How bad? You know, solid.
I mean, that's why I say, I mean, they kill someone, they rob the bank. Someone. I mean, I'm just saying, and you know, just something really, really bad.
Now, killing someone is not, you know, just doesn't equal with robbing the bank. They just killed someone. And is it accidentally or intentionally? The killing the people.
Well, I'm gonna be real right now, since we're
if he's a,
I know a lot of people,
or she's gonna be a,
this might sound far-fetched or it might sound crazy, but being in the town and area and culture I grew up in, I know a lot of killers in that aspect, and I never told or pointed the finger or, you know, like,
but they weren't your child.
That's true.
So I'm not talking about the guy down the street or guy who lives around the block. I'm talking about your child.
But I was going to say their mothers knew the type of activity they were in and what status they held in the neighborhood because of what they did. And I've never seen them turn their kids in.
Okay.
And I'm just being honest. Like, I'm just being honest.
I mean, no, I mean, and I know, I mean, I know that there are people who they know doggone well what their kids have done, what their kids are capable of doing.
And I'm talking about 15, 16, 17 year olds that I grew up around that were, you know, active, so okay. to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they mamas knew what they were about, you know, so it's like I never seen them. So I guess because I grew up in that environment, that culture, I want to say, I don't know how I would do it because I've seen people not do it. So I'll say my general aspect of that is probably won't do anything because, yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't know.
Okay. You know, Solid, you're just a mother and you can't deny your feelings.
No, I mean, I understand children. That. But at the same time, it's like I also know that for some of us, if the police were to catch up to us, it would be a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So we just need to do something that is right and logical. You know, I know we are just mothers, but maybe it's just better to catch them with the police and the, you know, the law.
Okay, I'm going to go to Justice and then TQ. I have a question for you, B, before we end. So, Justice, you wanted to say something else?
Yes, in that in case, you don't just have to overprotect your child over everything. Sometimes they need to learn that in life, they may encounter for their consequences, like committing crime. If he goes to jail, then just let him serve the sentences there and learn. Same, I had a friend of mine who was studying law in South Africa. He was one of the best students. But when he arrived in college, he stopped studying very hard and he ended up quitting. And he asked his mom to give him a second chance to go to university, but his mother told him straight that I tried my level best at first, so just go and look a job and pay for your fees. Don't just overprotect over everything, because sometimes in life you need to know that if I do this, I have to own up this, so that tomorrow you can be able to learn and stand up for yourself. That's what I have to say.
Okay, I mean that makes a lot of sense. All right. TQ, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now you have a daughter, so you do not have, so no boys at all, right?
No, I have a son. He's 6.
Okay, so please do not take this the wrong way. I can only say it the way I can say it since we're okay. talking about crime and stuff like this. What if, okay, so let me just make sure that I understand what you're saying. So your general thing is that you would protect your child no matter what, even if they did something really bad.
Well, it depends. I have morals too.
Okay, so before I ask this question, I'm sorry, I'm laughing now with the moral.
Morally,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing now. I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Now you're making me laugh. It's just the way you said I have morals too. I'm sorry.
Now.
Y'all always give me something that I'm going to think about later, and then just start laughing. So okay, so would you, your child killed someone? Would you turn them in?
No.
Okay. Your son raped someone.
I knew would that you, was coming. Oh, I'm going to beat his ass first. Then I'm going to call the cops to come pick his ass up.
Okay, so what's... Okay, so why... And I had a feeling that you would say yes for that. So why call the police on rape, but not on murder?
Because at the end of the day, I have a daughter. You know... And he should know better at the end of that, because I didn't raise him morally to be out there doing that stuff.
Okay, so but did you raise him morally to kill someone?
It depends on the situation.
Okay, they were robbing a bank and he killed the guard on the way out.
Oh, that's his fault. Nah, but no, I wouldn't.
I'm not talking self defense or anything like this. I'm talking about just how some people are just they just kill people just to kill people.
Serial killers.
I mean, whatever. Okay, put like this. No, other than self defense, would you turn your child in for murder?
I guess we both be going to jail because I can't snitch on my flesh and blood. And it's not
okay,
about,
but okay, like, okay, but you're snitching on your flesh and blood if they rape someone.
Yeah, that's rape. That's a totally different crime from killing somebody. I don't know the other side of the story why he killed that person or people. It's always two sides to that story, but I don't care about rape. Molesting, raping, and domestic violence, those three things, yeah. That's why I said I have morals. That's why I have morals. I can't go for that. But being that, like I told you, being in the culture that I was raised around or grew up in, that comes part of that game. So I guess I'm numb to that aspect. I know that might sound harsh to some people, but
no, I'm listening to everything that you're saying. I'm just trying to just get
my logic.
I'm trying to get the logic with the, because to me, I mean, yes, I think rape is a horrible, horrible thing. So, okay. So let me ask this. So your daughter, and TQ, I'm asking you because you on the panel here. So, yeah. Okay. So, all right. So your daughter, she becomes a teacher. She you know, does boom boom with a 11-year-old boy. So do you turn her in?
I'm pretty sure I won't know about it until she's already arrested.
What if you do know? What if you walk in on them? I mean, you find out prior to.
You know what? That's a good one. That's a good one because that's still considered rape.
Okay.
It's statutory.
Brina says, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I knew it was. I kind of knew.
Oh, well, y'all don't know me. I ask anything, no, and well, I.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Because, that's a very good question. If I walked in, yeah, I don't think I will be able to handle that, especially with the 8-year-old. Yeah, I'll turn her, because rape is rape. I don't care if you're male or female. Domestic violence, molestation, rape, all that, that's a no-fly zone with me. I don't mess with that. So yeah, I guess I kind of would.
Okay.
I would.
So let me ask this. Your children turn out to be bullies at school. And one day things go too far and they seriously, or I'll say they fatally, because I'm getting back to this murder thing, they fatally, you know, kill the person. They kill the kid that they have been messing with all this time. Are you okay with them going? I mean, well, you would not be okay with it because it's your kid. But I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get to is what would make you turn your child in for murder? I mean, what would it have to be for you to turn them in?
Oh, man. I know I sound cold-hearted, but I wouldn't turn them in for murder. I just wouldn't. Me, personally. I wouldn't turn in my kids for murder. But if it was rape, I would. I know it's like a crime is a crime. I'll turn them in. But, I don't know. Because by that time, if they kill somebody at school, I'm pretty sure they're already in handcuffs already. They're calling me already to come see what the situation is at school. I mean, at the police station already.
So if your child was one of those, and I see that Brina says that the why would matter if it was self-defense. No, maybe for another reason. And again, I say anything other than self-defense. So TQ, your child went to school with a gun and just killed 10 kids.
You bringing out the questions, right?
How do you see your child? I mean, again, I'm just trying to understand. I mean, I get the rape thing, but I'm trying to get my head around the murder thing. And I say, again, anything but self-defense.
I don't know, Solid. Because, like I said, how I grew up, it came in the game, like, you know. And dang, that's a tough one though. That's a good question too. Okay. I see what you're trying to get to, like, why wouldn't you turn them in for this, but you'll do it for this at the drop of a dime and not for this? Because I don't know, but I wouldn't accept my child's decision. But if I have to protect them, I am going to, right or wrong. That's how I was raised. Even with some friends, like, I wouldn't put them on blast in front of other people. But when we got to each, when we got alone by ourselves, I'd tell them, like, you know, you fucked up. You wrong for that type stuff. I wouldn't embarrass. That's kind of like that. That kind of goes hand in hand with me. Okay. Like, I wouldn't embarrass you in front of the world, but once we close behind closed doors, I'm gonna let you have it.
Okay. And Brina says 10 people. Wow. I mean, I say 10 because when you hear about these mass shootings, it's usually more than 10.
Yeah.
You know, so 10 is on the low side. So I am about to end, but TQ, I have one more question because I'm going from Brina's 10. Wow. So your son was that mass shooter. Your daughter's innocent, hasn't done anything. She's a great student, you know, great kid, blah, blah, blah. But because your son did what he did, you know, your family is, you know, getting a lot of crap, you know, in the, you know, in town. Do you, your son goes to prison in the town where you live, whatever. Do you pack up and move to protect your daughter so your daughter could have a more normal life, or do you stay in that same town to be near your son?
Well, my son's already in jail by that time, I'm assuming. So yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying. So I mean, but you're not going to abandon him because he's in. I mean, you would still go see him and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So do you move and leave town because your daughter, you know, because your family, your daughter's having a hard time and she just needs to be in a new place so she can meet new people and no one knows who you all are, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I would, because that still goes in line with protecting her.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate your candidness. I mean, I appreciate, you know, I mean,
different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, it is. Let's see, but I will say that your
logic.
No. When you said, what did you say? You said
I got morals.
You got morals. Your morals is right up there with what Shorty and Ace said last week. And Brina says stuff that literally, and I kid you not, I'm always in the car if I think about something that Brina says, and I'll just bust up laughing. Is Ace still here? Okay, Ace. Okay, so since you're since you were kind of since Vanity Six kind of got to you yesterday, I'm gonna play this. Okay. I played this before. But this is Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing to what was it that he did to the what is it, the Star Spangled Banner, whatever it was?
Oh yeah, when he sung
the national anthem. So Ace, this is dedicated to you.
Damn.
Oh, this is the national anthem. This is just Sexual Healing. Ooh. Okay, everyone. First of all, thank you guys for liking the show. Hey, Smoke, welcome, welcome. Gideon, welcome. Okay, so Thursday show, which is no topic, is an open topic. I am going to try to do something new. As I said last Friday's show, can't remember. I'm going to do it on Discord. I'm going to do a video thing on Discord. And Shorty, if you don't mind popping up for a moment. I'm still trying to figure out Discord, whatever. But if you guys, you know, want to be on the show, however, I'm going to try Thursday's open topic show on Discord. Shorty, I just want to know, am I able to play video on Discord? Like, can I play a video during the while everybody's talking?
I think you can. I think you can.
Okay.
Is Ace
okay.
Still here?
Okay.
It's up. Already, you're up.
Okay, so but that is what I am going to do. So okay, I hold on. TQ, are you here?
Yeah, my mic, something happened to my microphone, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what Thursday show's going to be. So, you know, it'll still be at the same time. And I'm going to see if I can do it on Discord, just mix things up a bit and have a little fun. So anybody who wants to join, I am Solid Blue Sister on Discord if you want to join my server. Let's see, Tiki's mic went out because.
No.
Oh, Lord. That's a whole different topic, TQ. That's a whole different topic.
Why? What happened?
No. I was just thinking about yesterday's song and, you know, wake me when you're done, when it's over. I'm sorry. That's just where my mind went. That's just where my mind went. So. Oh, see what you started, Brina. even though Brina didn't start it. So, okay, y'all. So that's it. So tomorrow I will be here tomorrow. I can't remember what the show is about tomorrow because I haven't posted it yet. But and again, TQ, thank you very much for coming up and, you know, chatting and being open and what have you. And who else was up here? Linda and Shorty, thank you for popping up. And Justice was up here. Was that his name? Yeah, I think that was his name. So, yeah. So, but thank you all for coming up. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye, Auntie. Be safe, Auntie.
I will, son. Bye.